The rest of the story. I've long admired the compelling sculpture of Michael Naranjo, and I understand there are few in the world of art who are not equally respectful of his work. Naranjo has received a lot of awards and honors. His individual figures sell for tens of thousands of dollars. Naranjo himself is an American Indian of the Tewa tribe. He was born in the Santa Clara Pueblo 46 years ago. In my possession is a photographic collection of his sculpture, some remarkable Indian motifs. One of them is named Eagle and Fish, and there is something haunting about the majestic bird's posture, its wings extended in order to hide its catch from other predators. Here's another work called Circle of Love, which expresses the simple poetry of a woman embracing her infant. The bronze bears a special significance because the woman is the sculptor's own wife. And there's an Indian woman in the marketplace with a wide basket on her head. There's an Indian ram dancer from Santa Clara, New Mexico. One can almost hear the sound of the bells tied to his knees. But there is another vision from the life and times of Michael Naranjo, a scene that he is not likely to share with you in the context of his art, and that is the rest of the story. Michael had been serving our country in Vietnam for about a year when on January 8, 1968, an enemy attack drove his platoon into a jungle. Well, the buddies were falling around him like bloody rag dolls. Michael crawled on his belly for cover. He looked up, saw the medic get hit, then he ducked down again. Nearby gunships were raking the palm trees overhead with a searing barrage. And then Michael, squinting through a hole in the vast, dense wall of green, saw a pair of eyes. Viet Cong. He got off a shot in the direction of the eyes, then rolled on his back. He felt something nudge his right hand, an enemy grenade. There was a tremendous explosion, and shrapnel burned into his right arm. Michael recovered in a hospital in Japan. A general's wife visiting him asked, "Do you need anything?" And Michael answered, "Clay. Clay." And among the first pieces that he ever in his life sculpted during convalescence was a tribute to Rodin, the thinker. And in molding it, he used only his good left hand. But never, ever in all of the years since has Michael Naranjo been able to exorcise from his brain the terrible picture of the eyes of the man who threw that last grenade. The brilliant sculptor's mangled right arm eventually healed. But one of the effects of that explosion, it's been almost 23 years ago now, is forever undiminished. The awful vision of the eyes of the man who might have killed him remains an awful vision in Michael's brain because it was the last sight he ever beheld. A split-second, everlasting portrait of the man who took Michael's own eyes away from him. The spectacular sculptor Michael Naranjo, seeing through his fingertips, is otherwise completely blind. And now you know the rest of the story.